79. Echoes of Thunder. A revelation is fueled by the theory that the unmade can perhaps be captured like ordinary Spren. It would require a special prison. And Malishi. From Drawer 3020, Third Emerald. Kaladin charged up the stairwell beside High Marshal Azure, the sound of drums breaking the air like echoes of thunder from the departed storm. He counted the beats. Storms, that's my section under assault. Damnation, these creatures, Azure muttered. I'm missing something. Like white on black. She glanced at Kaladin. Just tell me, who are you? Who are you? The two burst out of the stairwell onto the wall's top, entering a scene of chaos. The soldiers on duty had lit the enormous oil lamps on the tops of the towers, giving light to the dark walls. Fused swooped between them, trailing dark violet light, attacking with long, bloodied lances. Men lay screaming on the ground or huddled in pairs, holding up shields as if trying to hide from the nightmares above. Kaladin and Azure exchanged a look, then nodded to one another. Later. She broke left and Kaladin dashed right, shouting for men to form up. Syl spun around his head, concerned, anxious. Kaladin scooped a shield off the ground and seized a soldier by the arm, towing him around and locking shields. A swooping lance clanged off the metal, sending a jolt through Kaladin. The Voidbringer flew past. Pained, Kaladin ignored the wounded and bleeding who crawled with corrupted pain spren. He pulled the scattered remnants of the 8th platoon back together while his own men stumbled to a halt outside the stairwell. These were their friends, the people with whom they shared a barrack. To your right and up, Syl shouted. Kaladin set himself and used his shield to push aside the lance of a Voidbringer whose sword passed. A second Voidbringer followed, wearing a long skirt of rippling crimson cloth. The way she flew was almost mesmerizing, right up until her lance pinned Captain Didanor against the wall's battlements, then lifted him and tossed him over. He screamed as he plummeted toward the ground below. Kaladin almost broke rank and ran for him, but held himself in line by force. He reached by instinct for the stormlight in his pouch, but held himself back. Using it for lashing would attract screamers, and in this darkness even drawing in a small amount would reveal him for what he was. The fused would all attack him together. He would risk undermining the mission to save the entire city. Today, he protected best through discipline, order, and keeping a level head.
Squads 1 and 2, with me, he shouted. Vardanar, you've got 5 and 6. Have your men hand out pikes, then grab bows and get to the tower's top. Noru, take squads 3 and 4 and set up on the wall walk just past the tower. My men will hold here on this side. Go, go!
Nobody voiced a complaint as they scrambled to do as he said. Kaladin heard shouts from the High Marshal farther down the wall, but didn't have a chance to see how she was doing. As his two squads finally got a proper shield wall mounted, a human corpse slammed down onto the wall walk nearby. It had been dropped from very high up, or perhaps it had been lashed into the sky and had only now fallen. Most of the wounded men were archers from the 8th platoon. It looked like they'd been swept from the top of the tower. We can't fight these things, Kaladin thought. The Voidbringers attacked in sweeping dives, coming in from all directions. It was impossible to maintain a normal formation beneath that assault. Syl shifted into the shape of a girl and looked at him questioningly. He shook his head. He could fight without stormlight. He'd protected people long before he could fly. He started to call out orders, but a fused passed by, slapping at their pikes with a large shield. Before the men could get them reoriented, another crashed down into the center of them, sending soldiers stumbling. A violet glow steamed from the creature's body as it swept around with its lance, wielding it like an oversized staff. Kaladin ducked by instinct, trying to maneuver his pike. The fused grinned as the formation disintegrated. It was mail, reminiscent of a Parshendi, with layered plates of chitin armor creeping down across its forehead and rising from cheeks that were marbled black and red. Kaladin leveled his pike, but the creature lunged along it and pressed its hand against Kaladin's chest. He felt himself grow lighter, but also suddenly begin to fall backward. The creature had lashed him. Kaladin fell back, like he was toppling off a ledge, falling along the wall toward a group of his men. The fused wanted Kaladin to crash into them, but it had made a mistake. The sky was his. Kaladin responded immediately to the lashing and reoriented himself in the blink of an eye. Down became the direction he was falling, along the walkway, toward the towering guard post. His men seemed to be stuck to the side of a cliff, turning toward him, horrified. Kaladin was able to shove against the stone with the end of his pike, moving him to the side as he whooshed past his men instead of crashing into them. Syl joined him as a ribbon, and he twisted, falling feet first along the walkway toward the guard tower below. He was able to nudge himself so he fell right into the open doorway. He dropped the pike, then caught the lip of the doorway as he passed through it. He stopped with a jarring lurch, arms protesting with pain, but that maneuver slowed him enough. When he swung and let go, he dropped through the room, past the dining table, which seemed glued to the wall, and landed on the opposite wall inside the building. He stepped over to the other doorway, which looked out onto the walk where he'd positioned Noro's squad. Beard and Ved held pikes toward the sky, looking anxious.
"Kaladin," Syl said, "above!"
He looked upward and out the doorway he'd come through. The Voidbringer who had lashed him came soaring downward, carrying a lance. It curved to bypass the tower, preparing to whip around and attack Beard and the men on the other side. Kaladin growled and dashed along the inside wall of the tower, pulled himself up past the table, then hurled himself out a window. He crashed into the Voidbringer in midair, shoving the creature's lance to the side.
"Leave my men alone!"
Kaladin clung to the clothing of the monster, spinning in the air dozens of feet above the dark city, sparkling with the light of spheres in windows or lanterns. The Voidbringer lashed them higher, falsely assuming that the more height it had, the more advantage it would gain over Kaladin. Holding tightly with his left hand, wind whipping around them, Kaladin reached out with his right hand and summoned Syl as a long knife. She appeared immediately, and Kaladin shoved the diminutive shard blade into the creature's stomach. The Voidbringer grunted and looked at him with deep, glowing red eyes. It dropped its lance and began to claw at Kaladin while spinning itself in the air, trying to throw him free. "They can survive wounds," Kaladin thought, gritting his teeth as the thing gripped at his neck. "Like radiance. That void light sustains them." Kaladin still refrained from drawing in his own stormlight. He suffered the fused's lashings as it spun them in the air, shouting in a language Kaladin didn't understand. He tried to maneuver the shard knife and cut the thing's spine. The weapon was insanely sharp, but for the moment, leverage and disorientation were bigger factors. The Voidbringer grunted, then lashed itself, with Kaladin hanging on, back downward toward the wall. They fell quickly, a double or triple lashing, spiraling and screaming toward the wall walk.
"Kaladin!"
Syl's voice in his head.
"I sense something. Something about its power. Cut upward, toward the heart."
The city, the battle, the sky, all became a blur. Kaladin forced his blade farther into the creature's chest, pushing it upward, seeking... The shard knife struck something brittle and hard. The fused red's eyes winked out. Kaladin twisted, putting the corpse beneath him in the wall walk. They hit hard, and he bounced off the corpse, then hit the stones with a crack. He groaned, eyes flashing with pain, and was forced, by instinct, to take in a breath of stormlight to heal the damage of the fall. That light flowed through him, re-knitting bones, repairing organs. It was used up in a moment, and he forced himself not to draw in more, instead pushing himself up and shaking his head. The Voidbringer stared sightlessly from the wall walk beside him. It was dead. Ahead, the other fused began streaking away in retreat, leaving a broken and battered group of guards. Kaladin stumbled to his feet. His section of the wall was empty, save for the dead and the dying. He didn't recognize any. He'd hit the wall some 50 feet away from his platoon's position. Syl landed on his shoulder and patted him on the side of the head. Painspren littered the wall, crawling this way and that in the shape of hands without skin. "This city is doomed," Kaladin thought as he knelt by one of the wounded and quickly prepared a bandage by slicing up a fallen cloak. "Storms. We might all be doomed. We're not anywhere near ready to fight these things." It looked like Noro's squad, at least, had survived. They jogged down the wall and gathered around the Voidbringer Kaladin had killed, nudging it with the butts of their pikes. Kaladin tied off a tourniquet, then moved to another man whose head he wrapped. Soon army surgeons flooded the wall. Kaladin stepped back, bloodied, but more angry than tired. He turned to Noro, Beard, and the others who had gathered around him. You killed one, Beard said, feeling at his arm with the empty glyph ward. Storms, you actually killed one, Cal.
How many have you brought down? Kaladin asked, realizing that he'd never asked. How many has the Wall Guard killed during the assaults these last weeks?
His men shared glances.
Azure drove a few off, Noro said. They're afraid of her shard blade. But as for Voidbringers killed, this would be the first, Cal.
Storms. Even worse, the one he'd killed would be reborn. Unless the Heralds set up their prison again, Kaladin couldn't ever really kill one of the fused.
I need to talk to Azure, he said, striding down the wall walk. Noro, report.
None fallen, sir. Though Vasilev took a gash to the chest. He's with the surgeons and should pull through.
Good. Squad, you're with me.
He found Azure surveying the 8th Platoon's losses near their guard tower. She had her cloak off and held oddly in one hand wrapped around her forearm, with part of it draping down below. Her unsheathed shard blade glittered, long and silvery. Kaladin stepped up to her, the sleeve of his uniform stained dark with the blood of the Voidbringer he'd killed. Azure looked tired, and she gestured with her sword outward.
Have a look.
Lights lit the horizon. Sphere lights. Thousands upon thousands of them. Far more than he'd seen on previous nights. They blanketed the landscape.
That's the entire enemy army, Azure said. I'd bet my red life on it. Somehow they marched them through that storm earlier today. It won't be long now. They'll have to attack before the next high storm. A few days at most.
I need to know what's going on here, Azure, Kaladin said. How are you getting food for this army?
She drew her lips to a line.
He killed one, High Marshal, Beard whispered from behind him. Storms. He took one of them down. Grabbed on like he was mounting a storming horse, and then rode the bastard through the sky.
The woman studied him, and reluctantly Kaladin summoned Syl as a shard blade. Noro's eyes bulged and Ved nearly fainted, though Beard just grinned.
I'm here, Kaladin said, resting the Syl blade on his shoulder. On orders from King Elokar and the Blackthorn. It's my job to save Kolinar, and it's time you started talking to me.
She smiled at him.
Come with me.